I call it the tour that does not end, and I say that with love because I feel so lucky that I just get to go to all these different places.
Have you been to Rockford before or played the Coronado before?
I've not played the Coronado before. I'm very excited. This will be my first time.
You sing so many different types of music. What kind of show should we expect?
Three different shows I do. I do piano solo show, I do me and a band, and then I do orchestra show. So I love these orchestral shows because I get to really hear all the orchestrations and arrangements the way that I recorded them. I'm excited for that.
The RSO is a fantastic orchestra, and the theater itself is beautiful with state-of-the-art acoustics. I'm sure you're going to love it. What I was wondering was in this show, because you big overachiever you with your master's in opera performance, are you going to take advantage of the RSO and give us a little of that while you're here?
Of course.
Excellent.
I always put some more legit music in my concerts because, first of all, I still train that way. It's just like a muscle, you know, you got to keep working it out.
In September of last year, Chenoweth released her latest album, which, like seemingly everything else she touches, was nominated for an award, this time a Grammy. She shared a cool little story about the song that almost didn't happen.
The album was done, and I was in Boston. I had my Spotify on in my hotel room, and this song came on that somehow I didn't know. Frank Sinatra co-wrote it. It's I'm a Fool to Want You. I listened to it, and I called up my producer, Steve Tyrell. Mm-hmm. I said, Steve, I've got to do I'm a Fool to Want You. And he said, the album's done. I said, I know. I've got to do it, though. It's got to be on this album. It has to. It fits right in smack dab in the middle of it. He called my orchestrator and said, can you orchestrate this? Can we get it done this week? He did, and they did, and I did. And that song was the one that was nominated for a Grammy for orchestration and arrangement and vocals. So I am so happy that accident happened and that I had two guys that were willing to do it for me at the last minute and putting it in the show in Rockford so you guys will hear it.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you did that. You're bringing your own maestro, Kevin Stites,
yeah,
to Rockford. Did you know that Kevin was a local guy when you set this
up? Yeah. He conducted me in On the 20th Century, my last Broadway show. We are both, and I just thought, it's too good. I have to have him do Rockford. I mean, it's his hometown. You know, there's something going on in the water down there because you guys have so many famous friends of mine that are from there with Bob Greenblatt and Joe Mantello and Maren Mazie. And I mean, the list goes on and on. Gary Griffin. It's crazy.
What's mm-hmm. coming up next? What are you excited about?
Well, what I'm excited about is I have been on a show for Starz Network called American Gods that Brian Fuller wrote, adapted from the book that Neil Gaiman wrote, American Gods. And I play the role of Easter, and that'll be premiering in the spring. The cast is incredible. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about My Little Pony, which I'm working on now. There's a new Christmas animated movie for Sony that I'm doing as well called Star, that I think is going to be very special. And obviously, I have my fingers in a lot of pies, so I'm figuring out what the next Broadway show will be and television and all of that stuff. So it just continues on, and I'm lucky that I still get to do what I love, you know, because I really love it.
Kristen, thank you so much for spending a precious few moments with us today. It's been great.
Well, I can't wait to get there and to have that relationship with the audience, which is truly my favorite relationship. So I can't wait, and I'll see you there.